What's up, guys? It's Pat, aka Dreamer Pat, and today we're doing our first podcast of 2024. Man, I am so excited for a new year. I'm so excited to just conquer new things. I'm excited just to just see how many things I can mess up this year. Like, I'm just excited for it. So, that being said, our topic today is how to make friends anywhere you go. And I'm going to preface this and say, I am so bad at making friends. And maybe this is just something unique to me, but I've never had like a big core group of friends. Like, I never had like a go-to amount of friends. I've just never had it. And it's not a lack of trying. It was just a lack of, like, I have really strong like introverted tendencies. I have kind of, I'm a little more on the nerdy side, and I can totally admit that. And like, I just don't quite find the joy in like going out to the bar and like doing stuff like that. I just never have. It's just not really me. So, as you can imagine, like, I've always just kind of struggled in this area, and I've always kind of like kept to myself more than I wanted to. And I wanted to make sure that I didn't repeat this in 2023. You know, I wanted to really kind of go out of my shell and make sure I made some new friends. So that's exactly what I did. So I'm going to talk about three big tips for just making friends anywhere you go. And let's jump right into it. So tip number one is pick up a new sport. And I'm going to say this, that picking up a new sport is a perfect way to kind of segue yourself into making new friends. And the reason why it's simple, like, you have a common ground. You have like a baseline of kind of like where you're at. Like, you have like a mutual understanding that you're both here doing this task. So it alleviates kind of the pressure of like doing that whole like mundane of like in like random introductions. I had a few friends that tried things like Bumble for friends. A lot of people like went out like some like meetup groups and like went out to like friends nights for like bowling nights and stuff like that. And like, don't get me wrong, those things are great. I think they work. However, I think it's just a little bit easier to kind of break the ice if you have like a common sport you're playing. I just think it is. And I want to say this, when you're choosing the sport, like, choose a sport that's really popular in your area. Like, choose a sport that is, you know, readily available and abundant. So me specifically, I live in Denver, Colorado at the moment, and a very popular sport for me is volleyball. Like, a lot of people play volleyball. It just kind of is what it is. It's just like a really popular sport here. There's a really big community for it. And I'll be honest and say, I've never played volleyball a day in my life. Never even considered it. When I was in high school, I was a wrestler. In college, I was a wrestler. I never did any kind of, I didn't really do any ball sports. Like, I mean, of course, I played things like football here and there, like, you know, like pickup games, and basketball. Like, I'll be honest, I'm terrible at basketball, and the learning curve for basketball is a lot higher for me. And I don't know, it's just not the sport I find the most joy in, for sure. Too many fouls. I don't get it. It's just stupid easy. You can't do anything. But either way, yeah. So again, my first big tip to you is, you know, pick up a new sport, find a sport that's really popular in your area, and kind of start bridging that gap and like having that common ground with people. And there's a lot of ways you can pick up a new sport. You can pick a new sport by hiring a coach to kind of teach you, which, I'll be honest with you, you should try that first, because like, if you can kind of get like an upper hand right away, like, you just feel more inclined that you'll do good, and you don't have that like fear factor of like, oh, am I gonna be any good? And then two, like I said, you could also just find a group that's open to beginners, or just like a beginner group, and go from there. And what do you know? That's a perfect segue to my second tip. So my tip number two is find a group, community, organization, whatever the case may be, that fits you, like you, that you can connect with. And I'm going to say this, was a kind of a struggle initially for me, because I was really kind of scouring to find a group that like kind of resonated with me and I felt comfortable with. I will say that I ran into groups that were less than welcoming, not because they had like a personal vendetta against me, it's just they prefer to play like at a higher level, and I just, to put it very frank, like I just wasn't there, and that is kind of what it is. I also encourage you to, I also found that there was a lot of groups that were, they just didn't meet consistently enough. Like, that was like another thing. They just didn't meet enough to like really cultivate like the friendships and like relationships and stuff like that. And again, it happens. Now, I will say this, like when you're finding a group, like use the resources that are available to you. And a really, really good one is, to be honest, it's Facebook. Like, Facebook is great for finding groups and like teams and meetup groups and all that kind of stuff. And you can even take it one step further, and something that I did as well, is you can actually just make a post. Say like something to the effect of, hey guys, I'm new to the area, which whether that's true or not is irrelevant. I could say I'm new to the area, I'm looking to learn volleyball and kind of like just meet people and just have a good time. Does anyone have any recommendations, or like any recommendations of like, so where to go? And I almost guarantee you, you are going to have a plethora of people reaching out to you. And it's really cool because a lot of people are in the same shoes you were, where they're new to the area. And especially if you're in a place like Denver, Colorado, where like a lot of people are new here. Like, most people are like first time, like it's rare to find like a native here. It's very rare. It's because people move here so often. And like I said, it is what it is. But like I said, for you, go on Facebook, make a post, and just be vulnerable about it. Just say like, hey, look, I'm new, I'm looking to make friends, and just wait for all the messages that are gonna come in. And when you're doing this, you kind of get the choice, or you get the option to start like kind of filtering to the groups. I would encourage you to play with multiple groups. Like, don't just play with one. Like, reach out to 6 or 7 groups, go out there and like play with them, have fun with them, and kind of like get a feel for them. Like, I will say this, like the group you feel like the best connection with is the one you should keep playing with, because the last thing you want to do is feel like you're obligated to stay in a certain group. And there are some groups out there that aren't, like I said, they're just not the most welcoming, and that's no fault of their own. It's just some groups aren't and some groups are. Like, it's hard to say it. It just kind of is a thing. So like I said, that's my second big tip, is just go out there, you know, make a post, and really just go out there and try different groups and just see where you feel most at home with. I personally actually run a group out here in Colorado. It's called DFBT Colorado. And the basis of how we began was simply, you know, I loved the community out there, and I just wanted to make my own. Like, I can't say any other way than that. And in that process, we ended up meeting so many more people, and we ended up like having good connections with people, and our group grew very, very big. So in some off chance you're in Denver, Colorado, and you need a group to play with, bam, DFPT Colorado is the place you should go. And that's going to be my little innocent plug for this podcast. And let's move on to the third tip. And my third tip is this: you need to be approachable. And I'll be honest with you, this is probably the most difficult one, only because like, you have to be okay with introducing yourself to people that you never met. But I will say this, if you've done the first two tips I mentioned earlier, it's not going to be that hard, because you already have a common ground, and people already know from like seeing your post on Facebook that you're a new player. And you can even take it one step further and just literally, upon approaching the group, just say, hey guys, I'm new. I am very, very new. And people will typically be very, very welcoming to that. And they will adjust to that. And they will be, honestly, in most cases, they actually want to teach you more, in my opinion. Because like, typically when people are like passionate about like a sporting thing, they love to teach it. So it's just a good time. So, but for you personally, and this is something I struggle with, is you have to be approachable. Like, you need to make sure that like your aura, who you are, like smile, make eye contact, like show genuine interest in others, like just initiate, try to initiate conversations with people. You know, you don't have to be like weird about it, but like a simple conversation starter with anyone is, hey, how are you, what's your name? And then from there, just kind of ask like whatever they tell you, like like just rebuttal back the questions or ask the basic questions like, where are you from? Do you like the area? What got you into volleyball? Like, those are like great conversation starters. And it's a great way to kind of break the ice. And then while you're being approachable, like try your best to find the common interests. So like a lot of people, like especially in the volleyball community, like they obviously do things outside of volleyball too. I personally found a lot of people that play the nerdy game that I play, which was really awesome. But the thing is, you're only gonna like know that is if you like talk to them. And then the other thing is like try to be like a good listener. And what I mean by this is like when you are finally breaking the ice, like don't be that person that someone is talking to that they can tell like you're not really listening. Like that's just like kind of frustrating. Like you're like on your phone, you're like distracted. Like if you're out there in the groups, I would almost go as far as saying leave your phone in the car. Like don't even bring it. Like you're here to like enjoy and have fun with everyone, and just make that the primary focus. So those are my three big tips for making friends anywhere you go. Like I said, one, pick up a new sport. I'm telling you, like find a common ground, break that threshold, great way to do it. Two, scour Facebook, message people, play with multiple groups, meet multiple people, find the one that fits best for you. And three, try to be approachable. Like try to be the person that has their arms open and they're ready to listen versus the one that's like shying off to the corner, because like it's no one's obligation to like make you open up. It's your obligation to go out there and just try to make friends as best you can. So those are my big three tips for how to make friends anywhere you go. I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. This is my first of many podcasts to come. And if those of you who want to show some like support and love to the channel, you can obviously go here on Spotify, on the Dream Zone, and just like, share, subscribe, anything you gotta do. Guys, I really enjoyed making this video. Making this podcast, and I'm gonna be making many, many more. That being said, again, I hope you enjoyed it. And on that note, till next time.